It's already 28 degrees, top of 33 today. And we've got the Dead Set Legends, Tanya Armstrong and Lockie Reed, filling in for Clazy Matt and Kimber.
Fair to say that Tan and Liz need a miracle to score more than one or two in the lockdown quiz. Gave the questions earlier on. Tan, how confident are you of maybe getting two, three, maybe even four out of five?
I'm not very confident at all. I got four out of five yesterday. I'm thinking I might know about two.
Liz, what do you reckon?
I think I'm going to get three.
Ooh, okay. And you at home, I know I've said, you know, grab your pens and paper and get the family around, but you're only cheating yourself if you jump on during the break onto the internet and find out the answers, okay? It's my stern message in the lockdown quiz.
I was tempted to look at my phone, but I didn't.
Okay, question one was, if I added rum, pineapple juice and coconut cream, blended it with ice, what drink, what cocktail have I made? Tan?
I'm thinking pina colada.
Pina colada is correct.
Yes, I like pina colada.
Pump it up, Liz. Getting caught in the rain. I feel like I'm in the Bahamas or something like that. Is that where you drink pina coladas?
Yep,
thank you. Question number two. Jeff was the first purple Wiggle who currently wears the purple shirt for the Wiggles.
Well, I'm bad at this as my boys are now 11 and 12, so they're not into the Wiggles. So I've got no idea.
No idea. No. Liz?
I'm long past the Wiggles as well, but is it another Sam?
No, it's not Sam. What's my name?
Lockie.
Oh, yeah, the one who was married to Emma.
Lachlan Gillespie. Lachlan Gillespie wears the purple Wiggle.
There'll be people at home who get five out of five.
Yeah, they'll get that one for sure.
I'm going to feel very silly.
Okay, the exclusive audio from inside the recording studio of the Beatles. This is probably the toughest question of the lot.
Do you want me to replay a little bit?
Yeah, let's listen to its heart song.
Nobody ever loved me like she does. Ooh, she does.
That is the beautiful voice of Chris Murphy, joined by Courtney Murphy. It sounds probably better than the Beatles, to be honest. He sings it so beautifully. That was question number three. The name of the song, Don't Let Me Down, which you're doing right now, Tan, because you've only got one out of three.
I watched that movie yesterday, twice in the past month.
Is it good?
It's really good, and I didn't get that right.
All right, there's another movie you can watch in lockdown. So question number three was Don't Let Me Down, one of the songs by the Beatles. Question number four, one of my favourite TV shows, name the car that was in the TV show The Dukes of Hazzard. Liz?
The General Lee.
The General Lee is correct.
I thought it was the Sheriff or the General, but I couldn't work out which.
General Lee, they could slide through the windows. They didn't have to open the door. Unbelievable, fantastic car. And who am I? Question number five, born in 35, considered an icon of the industry. I'm all dressed up as this person, famous, more famous as a singer than a movie star, but was in several movies. Career interrupted in 1958 due to military service. My last song released was Way Down. I had 18 number one hits. I am Tanya Armstrong.
I'm thinking it's Elvis Aaron Presley, and the military was the clue because I used to watch the Elvis movies when I was at my grandma's house on a Saturday while the other kids went to the footy.
What do you reckon, Liz?
Yeah, I said Elvis as well.
The King, Elvis Presley, and don't I look good as I stand up to show you?
Look, a bit of glitter. He loves
shaking
a bit of
those
glitter.
Hips. There you go. That is the lockdown quiz. This is big. I think we might have to have one each hour.
You reckon?
Nah. I think that's three outfits, isn't it?
Three. Cat's just fallen off her seat. Our producer said, no way, just one quiz for a show.
Okay.
Thanks, Liz.
Well, that was something for everyone. But up next, we've got something, especially for the kids. And I think parents are going to be excited as well. Kids Corner with our Dead Set Legends next.